With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. The World Health Organization is working with countries and vaccine manufacturers to manage the mpox outbreak, which has been declared a public health emergency of international concern by WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. The WHO has allocated $1.45 million from its emergency fund and requires an additional $15 million to support response efforts. Here is Dr. Brian Baker, Country Director of the CDC.
People with mpox typically take around 2 to 4 weeks to recover. And usually, most people don't need any special treatment other than staying at home and trying to limit contact with others to reduce the spread. However, there are certain groups, especially young children and people whose immune systems don't fully function. For example, people living with HIV. And they're especially at risk of developing severe cases of mpox that require hospitalization or special treatment.
The government has expressed concern and disappointment over the French government's endorsement of Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara. The decision, government argues, disregards international law and the Sahrawi people's right to self-determination. Namibia strongly condemned Morocco's continued occupation of Western Sahara. We spoke to the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation Executive Director Penda Nanda about the matter.
The question of Western Sahara remains a decolonization issue and cannot be subjected to a bilateral deal sidestepping the United Nations process. The position taken by the current French government undermines the long-standing efforts of the United Nations to find a sustainable, peaceful, and just solution to the question of Western Sahara. By adopting Morocco's position of full autonomy over Western Sahara, the French government has become complicit in the ongoing occupation and human rights abuses of the Sahrawi people. The French decision is highly regrettable and goes against the principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter. France has lost its credibility.
EFF leader Julius Malema has vowed unwavering commitment to the party, declaring he will be buried with the EFF flag. It follows the resignation of Deputy President Floyd Shivambu and Mzwanele Manyi, joining Jacob Zuma's Mkhonto Sizwe party. Malema assured members that the party's headquarters in Johannesburg will remain open and operational.
When he sent me a letter yesterday, I felt the same pain when I received the news of the passing away of my mother. Because Floyd, to me, is not just a comrade, he's a brother. And he will remain a brother even when he pursues his political career differently.
And finally, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have begun a four-day tour of Colombia. Prince Harry and Meghan have been welcomed by the country's vice president, who extended the invitation in the first place. Jack Royston is chief royal correspondent at Newsweek, and he says Colombia's treating it like an official royal visit.
To an ordinary person, there's no difference, you know, there really isn't, because all of the kind of diplomatic aspects to it can be provided by Colombia. You know, the fact that everywhere they're going with the vice president of Colombia, which means that it's very easy for Colombia to kind of recreate the feel and dynamics of a actual visit by the monarchy on behalf of the British government, which is obviously not what this visit by Harry and Meghan is.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.